When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why did you have to go and put on a 1% diamond of all things? I don't get it. Would you guys tell me why they put on a 1% diamond? Okay, what am I talking about? But first, killer necklace, right? Skull Jewelry, man. Links in the description box. You guys know I don't promote businesses, but this is a kick-ass biker owned business and made in the USA. Now that I got that in, why do they have to wear them? These guys go out and start new clubs, and automatically they gotta throw on a 1% diamond. And I say to myself, why? Why are you going to do that? Do you like cops bugging you? Do you like cops harassing you? Do you have to worry? Do you actually like worrying about watching your back? So I never get it. I don't. You know what? It amazes me how people want to get an image right off the bat. You don't need to do it. The clubs that are 1%ers have been around for decades upon decades. And what's even funnier is these clubs that throw on diamonds, all of a sudden, they want to expand all over the world. Blame the internet on that one, by the way. I never understood, why don't you get your main chapter put in about, 15, 20 years, whatever it may be. Grow your chapter. Grow your brotherhood. But no, you got to get on the internet and try to start chapters all over the damn place. It just doesn't make no sense to me. But why do you got to go and throw on a diamond? Can't you come up with a patch of your own? Why you gotta go, tailgate, man? You gotta tailgate off of the well-known clubs. I get it, I do. People want to be noticed. People want to play something that most of the time they're not. But there are some damn good MCs out there that don't wear a 1% diamond. And they're just as hardcore. Why? Because they sat there and worked on their brotherhood for a long time. Club stuff is a part of your life. People always asking, well, what kind of club or what kind of club should I join? That kind of crap. Well, how hardcore are you? Let me ask that first. How hardcore are you about what you want to do? Do you want to live it every day? Or do you just want to play it on the weekends? It's a very, I might make it sound funny, but it's a very, very serious question. Most of the time now, people that just want to start clubs, throw on a patch, it isn't their lives. It isn't. It's something for them to look good at a bar, if they even go out. Most of the time, mentioning that, those who throw diamonds on are usually ones in the backyard. They don't go nowhere. Why? Because of confrontation. So why throw it on? You didn't start a club to sit in your backyard. You started a club to go ride, to go party, have fun. Not to sit in a backyard. even those people who sit in their backyard, they try opening chapters all over the place. And then those chapters sit in their backyard. Funny and interesting stuff, if you ask me. Never understood it. All you're doing is making embroiderers rich. You see it all over the place. Excuse me. Amazon selling them. eBay selling them. All these 1% diamonds. They don't care if you're going to get stomped. They don't care what you're doing with it. All they know is you're buying it from them and they're making a profit. I'd have to actually argue wearing a 1% diamond is not cool. Not cool in the way you're thinking about it. That diamond brings a lot of grief from the police. A lot of profiling. A lot of nonsense. That you, if you're not living this life to its fullest, need to address. You can just go out there with your new club and have fun. Hell, just having a club patch on, people will look at you the same way as they would a 1%er. They don't know any difference, so if that's what you're after, well, rock on. Know the consequences, though. People don't think. No, they don't. It's a sad state of affairs. People do not think before they do anything. They follow trends, which actually it's a sad state of affairs in these societies, let me tell you. Our society is nothing but following trends anymore. Hell, you got YouTube creators that watch the trends page to see if they'd cash in on that. I'd have to say that's about the same, you know, thing that your new clubs do throwing on these diamonds. You're trying to cash in on a trend. But what does that say about yourself? How do you look in the mirror knowing that there are actual 1% clubs, that their members went through the hang-around period, the prospect period, the whole nine yards, blood, sweat, and tears put into that patch, proud as hell when they get their colors with that diamond on. But you look into yourself in the mirror, and I ask you, do you feel the same pride? And if you're a betting man, I would bet against you. Because you're not going to have that same pride. Because you didn't put the work in. You just had an embroidery shop make you the patch. That don't mean nothing. You didn't earn it. So how could it mean everything to you? That's what I don't get. How do you look yourself in the mirror? Now, I might be wrong. A lot of people look in the mirror and say, hey, hi, beautiful. China Doll says, I'm conceited as hell. I'll look in the mirror and say, hey, what's up there, handsome? But I don't take that approach when it comes to this type of stuff. You should know better. This is a man's game. And if you have to throw something on that you didn't earn, that's pretty messed up. Now, this discussion has to deal with clubs that throw on a dime. I personally don't care. It's just, you get a lot of questions about this stuff. So I said, you know what? Let's refresh on this topic. Personally, I don't care. Personally, I'd never wear one. See, I come at it this a lot different than a lot of people do. Once you put that on, you're not only a target for whoever you're pissed at, but you're a target for the cops. I don't need that kind of headache. I don't want that kind of headache. I can be just as happy without a diamond in a club than with one. Actually, I'd have to say it's more fun without one. Hell of a lot more fun. Do your thing, do what you want, whatever. Yes, you got clubs that are new. They call them pop-up clubs. But there's so many of you damn people that nothing can be done anymore. So protocol and tradition is basically been wiped out unless you get caught up. Now, in a big city, the dominant ain't gonna have time for you. They probably never heard of you, and you've probably been there 5 years. So they don't want nothing to, you know, they're not gonna send their guys to freaking take your crap or whatever. Hey, some might, but most of the time, why risk it when most clubs that are new don't last a year or two? They know this. They're smart. They've been around 60, 70 years, whatever it is. But what will attract them is that diamond. Because now you're saying to them, you are competing for what's theirs. That's exactly what it's saying. You're competing for what's theirs. So now you brought it upon yourself, all the problems you're about to get. And I think I'm addressing mostly the people that say, well, I just want to go out there, do our thing. Okay, perfect. Go out and do your thing. But don't trample on something else that has history and dedication to it. That's just asinine, if you ask me. That's asinine. Don't do it. That's weird. You're a creep. Just saying. So the moral of the story is, don't put it on. You can get women, you can get freaking all the bush you want just by what you're wearing. Unless you're ugly. Then at that point, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe I can give you a number of a plastic surgeon, but some people are just not worth helping out. Because the ignorance some of you guys display is messed up. Let me tell you. Anyway, Skull Jewelry, that's where I got this necklace from. You'll see the link in the description box. Go over there. They got all kinds of stuff. Biker stuff, the whole nine yards. You'll really love it. Don't forget to download the Insane Throttle Radio app. That way you'd listen to 24/7 of rock and roll from the 80s till today. And you'd also hear the second half of the show on The Morning Hoot with Hollywood and China Doll. And boy, do we have a hoot. So, is there any questions, any comments you want to get on this subject? Put it in the description box. Oh, my fault. Put it in the comment box. Yeah, I've been soaking on some stuff this morning, let me tell you. Yeah, you know what? My problem is White Widow. It always seems to find me. You know, it's like, you get rid of it, it pulls you back in, like The Godfather 3 said. Love that stuff. And it makes you, you know, forget some things, you know, stuff like that. So anyway, guys, let me know your thoughts in the comments section. This, you know what, this ain't a subject that's funny. It's kind of getting sad, if you ask me, where people have to go out, buy this stuff, and I think they're only doing it for attention, or they're trying to act tough, they're trying to get a reaction from people. That's the only thing I can see why people do this. It's just plain ridiculous, if you ask me. Just like that, what is that, Sylvester the Cat? It's plain ridiculous. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. Everyone knows I don't like promoting businesses on my platform, but this biker-owned business here in the U.S., you gotta go visit. It's Skull Jewelry, and they have everything. The necklaces I'm wearing now are from there. You know I love my necklaces. They got biker rings, the whole nine yards, and it's quality workmanship. Not this Chinese stuff! So go over there now. The link's in the description box. Rock!